Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to talk to you about what it means to truly feed. And I'm only able to say this based upon the things that have been occurring in our lives over the last few weeks. Over a week ago, my family and I took that final step. The steps to moving across the country were varied and many and had been going on for nearly a year. We took that final step, which is where you put everything in, finally you put it all in a U-Haul and you get in the vehicles and you kiss everybody goodbye and you hit the road and you actually do it. And as we traveled and literally the 4 days leading into it was just a blur of work and packing and throwing things away and loading up. And so for over a week, it was just this constant battle of sometimes your head would hit the pillow at night and you couldn't do anything but just fall straight to sleep. You're just so exhausted. And in that process, I did not have a daily quiet time, which I've become very used to. I didn't have those moments where I got up and got in the Word, and I would just go sometimes days through that process where I didn't even touch my Bible. In fact, it was packed away for the trip, and there were 3 straight days where I didn't even have access to it. And I could begin to feel after that week. I used to hear a statement when I was younger, a whole week without the Word makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. Well, I didn't feel weak in my spirit, but I felt like I needed to eat. And I was at our new location, and some technician had dropped by the house to install, I think it was install our internet. And he came into our new ministry office, and he saw that we were in ministry, and we began to talk a little bit about that. And before he left, we had begun to talk about the Lord, and he shared with me that he said I recently came back to the Lord. And he began to tell me of his religious upbringing, and then we got into the idea of relationship and how it's about walking into a relationship rather than a religion. And as I began to share, there was a charge in the spirit just sharing this word. And what I felt the Holy Spirit showing me was that there are different kinds of feeding. There's the feeding where you spend quiet time in the Word, which I'm back to now that we're settled, and I missed it greatly, and I love it. But then you don't always get to do that. Life doesn't always allow it. But there's another feeding where you are sharing good news with somebody, or even another believer in you are talking, like with this young man, and you just begin to talk about the goodness and grace of God, and before you know it, your spirit is being charged, their spirit is being charged, and it's like Jesus at the well with the woman in John 4, and he says to his disciples, I have meat to eat that you don't know about. And what he's saying to them is, I've been feasting on my Father's bread the whole time you've been gone. And what eating Daddy's bread means is not just reading the Bible. Sometimes you can read the Bible, not get a thing out of it. You might as well have not read it. But it's sharing in the wonderful experience of the Holy Spirit. And he's not static. He's not, I've got to be found in quiet time. I've got to be found in a prayer closet. He's fluid. He's like water. You release the Holy Spirit and he flows into whatever crack and crevice is in need of moisture. And so if you'll do this, you can feed in the middle of a public place on the Holy Spirit by just releasing some good news. It might be as simple as saying to someone, God bless you, and then seeing what response comes back. And you might even open up a conversation that leads you into this wonderful journey of grace that is unparalleled in its effectiveness. It's so much greater than religion and all of the formulas of religion, and I've got to have my 5 minutes and I got to have my 2 hours. And it's just allowing the Holy Spirit. I'm not denigrating quiet time. I love quiet time. But if you can't have it, don't feel guilt and condemnation. Just allow the Holy Spirit to do what he's doing his way. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.